Are you or someone you love struggling with mental health issues like anxiety, depression, self-harm, raging ups and downs, or thoughts of suicide? Are these behaviors affecting all aspects of your life, including the relationships with those you love the most? Are you feeling hopeless and desperate for long-lasting peace and relief from your irrational behavior, but feel like the therapies you've tried have just become a short-term band-aid? I have. I've been there, and I know how you're feeling. From relationship pain and personal shame, I've been through it all. And because I've been there, I also know how difficult it can be to climb the mental wellness mountain on your own. That's why I started White Rock Mental Fitness. At White Rock Mental Fitness, you'll get personal training from someone who knows, from personal experience, how to deal with your mental health challenges. How? Just like a personal trainer helps you lose physical weight and get your body in shape, I help my clients lose mental weight and get their minds in shape, and I teach you what you need to know to stay in shape. Unlike expensive coaches and therapists, we offer affordable, customized, personal mental fitness training to guide you through the process of overcoming your specific mental health struggles. If you're ready to get happy and stay happy, visit whiterockmentalfitness.com, where we help you go from barely hanging on to superhero strong. That's whiterockmentalfitness.com. Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the Mentally Ill Mentor podcast. This is episode 16, and my name is Dave Miller. I am the host of your show today, and a lot of days, in fact, almost every day. And can I just tell you how much I love you, and I believe in you, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make a little admission here today that I don't know personally a lot about the industry that our guest that we're going to talk about, not directly interview, but I'm going to talk about her because I heard her live on an online seminar with hundreds of thousands of people, and it was just so incredible that I need to share it with you. But I have no expertise in this particular field, which is makeup. But I'm very closely associated with someone who does, which is Amy, my beautiful wife of over 25 years, of course, has a lot of knowledge and expertise in this area. So I'm very closely connected to her. So I'm excited to talk to you about this today. This is a woman. Her name is Jamie Kern Lima. I would assume that you've heard of her if you're into makeup. She is the founder of It Cosmetics, and I want to tell you more about her because it's absolutely incredible. She is sort of a rags to riches story and has this incredible spirit about her and wonderful beliefs and some incredible advice that applies to those of us that have struggled with mental health. And in terms of my story, if you haven't heard any other episodes, my story is that for the last 20 years or over 20 years, I've struggled with debilitating anxiety at times, really deep, dark depression, and intense thoughts of suicide. And at one point in time, I came super close, like way too close, to attempting to take my own life by going downstairs and getting a gun. And well, you know the rest. I never did attempt it, but I came that close. I don't sound like someone who's really depressed and has a lot of anxiety at this point in time, do I? The great thing is, at this point in time, I'm not. And over the last 20 years, I have learned a heck of a lot about what better mental health is. And now I am on a mission to bring lasting hope, happiness, and purpose to individuals, marriages, and families, because this is what I've found, and I want to share it with you. And you know, I think there are some problems with the mental health industry, if you want to call it that, as it exists today, very similar to the problems that Jamie Kern Lima found in the makeup industry, where women feel like and girls feel like they're not enough because they see these makeup models who have perfect skin and everything about them is perfect, even though they're airbrushed, and these women see themselves on these ads and in magazines and whatever, and they know they don't look perfect. So my mission, very similar to Jamie Kern Lima's and what she did, is to revolutionize the way the world thinks about and deals with mental health challenges. And as we go week after week and day after day in this podcast, I'm going to share some of my ideas with you. Now, right now, you need to know that unlike Jamie Kern Lima, I am actually not a billionaire at this point. In fact, if you lean in really close to the microphone, I'll share even a bigger secret. I'm not even a millionaire. So I'm a long ways from billionaire and actually even millionaire, but I aspire to be there someday, because if I get there, and I believe that I will, it will be because I have helped thousands upon thousands of people who struggle with things like anxiety, depression, intense thoughts of suicide like me, and then other stuff too, postpartum depression that, of course, I've never gone through, addictions that I'm grateful that I've never had to go through, like pornography addiction, drugs, alcohol, all that kind of stuff, eating disorders, sexual abuse. The list goes on and on and on. There are some really difficult things that those of you out there have gone through, and I want to hear your stories, and I want to interview you on this podcast, because believe it or not, even if you're still in the middle of it, you have wisdom and you can get better. You're not a victim of this stuff. You can get over it. I promise you. And I am currently coming up with a 30-day challenge to make that happen. And it's going to be free. This guy thinks he's going to become a millionaire one day and he's going to give away stuff for free. Sounds a little crazy, doesn't it? Well, it's part of our mission. We're going to revolutionize the way the world thinks about and deals with mental health challenges. It's going to be a little different from the way the quote-unquote mental health system works. Why? There's a lot of good people in the mental health system. In fact, there's a particular woman, a therapist that I've met with in the past. She's incredible. Her name's Susan. There's zillions of Susans out there. So she's really the only one that would know her name if she heard it. So I'm not like revealing any confidential information. And she's incredible. But I really feel like one of the reasons she's incredible is because she has a direct connection, and that direct connection I'm not going to share with you, but she has a heavy personal investment in mental health, if you want to call it that, and it's not herself. So I think what's happened in a lot of cases is those in the mental health industry have a lot of book knowledge, but a lot of people don't have actual personal experience. I think a lot more than would admit it do, but the vast majority, I think, don't, and they definitely want to help. And man, I've had some good therapists along the way who don't struggle with mental health. But I really think the revolution that's going to come, that I want to bring in, like Jamie Kern Lima brought to the makeup industry, is going to come from somebody who knows it from the inside, because they know how to help people, because they know what it feels to feel like, okay, I want to end my life. This emotional pain is too much to bear. Okay, so let's continue on. I want to go to my notes. I'm going to go over here. I'm on my computer. Tony Robbins seminar. Click. Here's the notes. Okay. So, Jamie Kern Lima. She's also a best-selling author, founder of It Cosmetics. She sold her company to L'Oreal for $1.2 billion and then became the first female CEO. Now, if you're thinking like me, doesn't that sound a little bizarre that she would be the first female CEO of a cosmetics company? Just wanted to add that in as a side note. Little note too, if you want to look up Jamie Kern Lima, who I listened to live just a couple of days ago, after 2 years, she quit. She didn't love her Manhattan 37th floor, whatever it was, office, and what she was doing. She wanted to help people in a different way, and that's why she was speaking at this Tony Robbins seminar. Okay, so here's some of my notes from hearing her speak live, and there's a theme here that we're going to talk about. Let's get into this. So It Cosmetics is the largest makeup brand in the world. Now, Jamie used to work at Denny's years ago, and at the time she thought about It Cosmetics, it all started because she really looked up to Oprah growing up. And Oprah, of course, before she had her own talk show, was a TV news anchor. And so she thought, yeah, I'd like to do that. I want to be like Oprah. And so she did. So here's what she says, my real story. This is just right out of my notes that I took on Google here. My real story, a girl who didn't believe in myself, and she went to believing and learning to trust my gut. Here's what she says, when we learn to hear ourselves and trust ourselves, we will be successful. So here's what happened. Here's her story. So she's in the middle of anchoring the news and she'd hear these little messages coming in on her earpiece and they'd say, Jamie, there's something on your face. This is happening. And it's like, she's going, oh my goodness, like I can't react to this. I'm live here. But they're saying like viewers are changing the channel and whatever else. And she's going, oh my goodness. And she found that it became through this and I guess other experiences, very hard to trust herself. And she elaborated on this. And you're getting my version of the story. So just take some of it with a grain of salt. I'm adding in details as I remember them. So she decided that because her skin underneath her makeup, it was, I think she had eczema, or of course in the US you call it eczema. But underneath her makeup, her skin was all red and it didn't look that good because of just the natural way that her skin was from the time that she was born. There was really nothing she could do about it. But I think because of the bright lights and the heat that comes from those, you know, this makeup would start to come off as she's anchoring the news. And this is when viewers would start changing the channel. Why that would happen, because her makeup was beginning to come off a little bit, I'm not sure. But that's what she said. So she started trying on every kind of makeup. Then she said two things happened. She realized that she's never seen like a real person that's been in a news anchor position or something like that. Like all these people have makeup on. It's not really who they are. And the second one was, if you can create something that can work for you, wow, you can promote this to millions of women. She said, I had that feeling. But then she says, think about the moment that you have a gut feeling and your mind says, no, you have no money. This is your logical mind, right? Your inner critic says, in her case, Jamie, you have no money. You have no knowledge in the makeup industry. You are an award-winning news anchor. You are not involved in makeup. Don't kid yourself. And that would be pretty nice, right? Most of our inner critics don't speak quite so nicely to us. Just factual information without saying things like, get a grip, or, you know, that kind of thing. But she said, Even though those things were true, she didn't have the money to start a makeup company. She didn't have the knowledge in the industry. She says, you know, when we look back on our lives, it comes back to learning to trust ourselves. Comes back to learning to trust ourselves. So she knew, and I have knew in capital letters, if she could create this company and if people could get her makeup, which only existed in her head, if they could get her makeup into their hands, wow, she could like do this. It would be a huge help to so many women who she knew didn't have perfect skin. So she says, so often we give up thinking that our gut was wrong. We begin listening to critics and people who say no. She says, a lot of you have a knowing. You know it in your gut, she said. A lot of you know that you could do something. But then most of our natural inclinations is to believe those people who say, yeah, you couldn't do that. Or even our own head. Oh, you know what? You're just not capable. And there's a thousand reasons why that your inner critic can come up with. So here's what she says next. She says, you know, I made a lot of mistakes creating this company, It Cosmetics, which she sold again for $1.2 billion. I made a lot of mistakes creating this company, but the one thing I did right was trusting myself. That is cool. And that is what I want to talk about today and tell you how it relates to mental health. So keep that in the back of your mind, trusting yourself. Because this is something that I struggle with myself because of my mental health challenges of the past. And hey, I'm going to be honest here. I'm not like totally over it. If you want to compare it to mental weight, I can sometimes, you know, sometimes I'm at my ideal weight and sometimes I'm not. And it's difficult. And I got to do those things, mental exercises, etc. And eat the right mental food, if you want to call it that, to bring myself back down to my ideal mental weight and to build the mental muscle that I need to deal with the stresses in my life. But one of the underlying themes that I have found is it has been difficult to trust myself because in the past I have made poor judgment calls. I have made dumb decisions. In a lot of cases, those decisions have cost our family a lot of money, and they're a source of great heartache. And so I'm a little gun shy, if you want to put it that way. I'm a little, sometimes a little concerned that maybe my judgment may be off. And so a lot of times I'll refer to Amy, as you know, my wife of over 25 years, and we have our beautiful 7 children together. Honey, am I doing okay? Like, I think I am. But I just need to check with you. And she assures me, assuming that I am, you bet, you're doing fine. And she definitely does her best to help me to trust myself. And after listening to Jamie give this live speech to this audience of hundreds of thousands of people, it was based out of Scottsdale, Arizona, on, I think it was just Thursday, so just a few days ago. And she just talks about trusting yourself. And it really hit the point home to me that I need to trust myself if I'm going to go forward and build a company that can help people with their mental health and have it succeed. So here's what she said. She trusted herself. And here's where she went from here. So she quit as the news anchor. She didn't specifically say that, but from what she said, she would have had to. She was doing this full time, creating her cosmetics company. She went for 3 years not paying herself. Then she went to companies like Sephora and all these different companies, and all of them said, no, we don't think people will buy makeup from models who have real skin problems. Now, that's kind of funny and ironic, isn't it? Because the vast majority of women, in fact, 99.99999%, don't have perfect skin. But that's an exact quote that I have in my notes. She got rejected, and they would say, "We don't think people will buy makeup from models who have real skin problems." So then she had to really dig deep, and she had to ask herself, what is my deeper why? Why am I doing this? And here's what she got to. She says, this is right out of my notes, "My whole life as a little girl, I aspired to look like those models on TV. But I realized they always made me feel like I wasn't enough." Then she thought to herself, gosh, you know what my gut is telling me? What if I shift the whole thinking in the industry when it comes to cosmetics? What if I shift it? And kids will no longer feel bad about themselves. Dang it, I want to meet this woman. She was incredible live on stage, but I'd love to meet her in person. I'd love to have her on this podcast someday. It's just a dream, just throwing that out there. Maybe the universe will catch on to it and it'll happen. We'll see. So let's go back to my notes here. So here's what happened. She decided that she was going to do this. And she decided that all these no's that she had got, it didn't matter. She had a knowing, quote unquote, she said this herself, a knowing kind of in her heart, and she knew she could do it. So who cares? I've been rejected by all these people, she said. I have a why. I don't want hundreds of thousands, millions of little girls like I was growing up looking at these models, dreaming to themselves about wearing this makeup, and really, though, at the base root level, feeling like they're just not enough. So next, she was able to sit down with the head guy at QVC. Anyways, I don't know what this company is, but I looked it up. So it's just kind of a company that owns tons of different cosmetic brands. Maybe you've heard of it, and if you're a woman listening, you'll maybe be chuckling to yourself. But I didn't know what it was. So QVC. So this guy's a billionaire who she's talking to. And they really needed, you know, she's put just her heart and soul into building this cosmetics company up, and their sales weren't where they wanted them to be, and they needed to, you know, to sell the company or to have some sort of an endorsement, some sort of partnership or something, or investment. And she says, after 2 years of him, of me sending him emails and calling him, she was able to get a meeting with him. And in that meeting, he said no. And he said, I have in my notes here, she says, he rejected me. She went home, and that night she cried herself to sleep. And she explains that a big part of the reason was that their company was like edging towards bankruptcy. They were living on borrowed money, and they didn't have a lot of time left. But she had this feeling in her gut. She trusted herself, and she knew she could do it. She kept going on. And here's what she says. Every time the experts said it won't work, so her whole concept of having models that have real skin problems and makeup that will work for people like her, whenever the experts in the makeup industry, the cosmetics industry, said that it wouldn't work, I still couldn't shake the feeling in my life that I was supposed to be doing this. And I kept going and going and going. Isn't that cool? Okay, so she keeps going, she keeps going, she keeps going. And then she had an incredible meeting. Okay, this meeting was Just going to read this. Where am I in my notes here? Okay. I've got VIP info below. Very important information below. So they're like so close to bankruptcy. They're getting real close. And they were able to set up this big meeting with a very well-known investor, she said. Now, as she described this guy, to me it was interesting that she didn't say who it was. And I don't know, I have this little feeling in my gut that maybe it was Mark Cuban, because to me, he seems like a guy who, well, if you think about the story that I'm going to tell you, he seems like a guy who could fit the story, but I don't know. Maybe it was Mark Cuban, maybe it wasn't Mark Cuban, but I think he's a pretty cool guy. But I think he's a straight shooter too. If you ask him something, you're not going to wonder what he's thinking if he says that he's going to give you honest feedback. So she said, we're almost bankrupt. I got this big meeting set up with, she didn't say who it was. And she said, the reason I want to share this story is in case someone out there needs to hear this. And, you know, it hit home for me. I hope it hits home for you when I tell you this story. She said, whoever this was loved our product. And we knew if they invest in our product, they are like super well known and they will keep us from going bankrupt. They knew they could continue on if they could get this one particular investor on board who was a billionaire. So they go, I think her and her husband, or maybe it was just her alone. Anyway, she has this big meeting with this big investor. Sounds like kind of a celebrity, Mark Cuban type of guy. And in a very kind way, this person who's a man says, no, I really appreciate what you've done. I think this is really great work, but we just don't feel, my team and I, that this is the right investment for us at this time. That kind of thing. A really nice letdown, but definitely a no just the same. So then she thought to herself, you know what? It's a no. Oh boy, what are we going to do? We may go bankrupt. I don't know. But at least what I can do before I go is figure out what I did wrong. I keep getting all these no's. Like, I got to ask this guy. And so she did. She said, would you mind? I accept that. You've decided no. I'm not going to try and change your mind. You know, I wish that you would accept this product and that you would become an investor, but I accept what you've said. Before I go, could you please tell me why so that I can improve? I can know where I've gone wrong and what your concerns are. And I will never forget this, what she said. This man said to her, are you sure that you want my honest feedback? And she said, yeah, I really do. I want to know how to make our company better and my presentations better, and I'm not giving up. And she said, he said to her, okay, I'll give you honest feedback. I just don't think people will buy makeup from you because of the way you look. And because of your weight. Wow. I definitely think that person's not lying to her. You got to give him credit for that one thing. But wowzers. Ouch. And she said she went down to her car and cried her eyes out. I cannot imagine how hurtful that would be. Knowing that she had been just given this feedback, basically that you're ugly and fat, and not only that, your company is likely going to go bankrupt in a few weeks because you couldn't get this guy's money. You couldn't get him to invest. So, what did she do? She says, you know what? When it came right down to it, after I started bawling, stopped bawling and everything, she had this feeling in her gut. He is wrong. She trusted herself. She didn't trust all the billionaires that were saying no to her. She trusted herself. And she said, no, my gut tells me this is going to work. I have no proof that it is, but I know I can do it. And she said it was another 6 years before she heard back from that guy. In that time, for the next 6 years, and I'm referring to my notes here, this is a quote from my notes, his words would come back to my mind, and she would turn the volume down on that comment and how much it hurt. So, isn't this amazing? Herself, now a billionaire, was able to just say, you know what, inner critic? Ain't listening to ya. Sorry, chick. You're done. I know what's up. I'm going forward. I've got a feeling in my gut this is going to work, and don't try and talk me out of it anymore. Put my own spin on that, but that's basically what she explained. Okay. Well, she talks about this whole story, and you know what? Heck, we got time. I'm going to keep going. So they finally got a big yes, but they were only doing 2 or 3 orders per day, but it kept them alive. So then she got this opportunity to go back and meet with QVC, okay, this billionaire that was among these other billionaires that had rejected her. And they said, we will give you 10 minutes live. So I don't know if it was like a live infomercial or what it was, but she says, you have got 10 minutes live. You get one shot. If you can sell over 6,000 units in 10 minutes, we'll buy into you. We'll invest. You're good to go. If not, you're done. We'll have nothing to do with you. So she says they had a huge loan to be able to produce all this makeup so that if they did get the orders and all the stuff that they could fill them. And she knew that this was like the end of the end of the end. Like if it didn't go well, they would go bankrupt. This was it. Sink or swim. We're done. And then she said, sometimes we have a knowing and no one else knows it. Getting a little choked up here. Because I can relate to this. Sometimes we have a knowing and no one else knows it. People have, okay, back to radio announcer voice. People have a calling on their heart. This is an exact quote out of my notes. Jamie Kern Lima, not me. Sometimes we have a knowing and no one else knows it. People have a calling on their heart, but they let other people and their own fear talk them out of it, and they remain stuck. She says, then I believe we live our entire lives not ever becoming who we were meant to be. Isn't that amazing? If we let our own fear talk us out of it. I want to read that one more time out of my notes. Live training, live seminar. Then I believe that we live our entire lives not ever becoming who we were meant to be. We spend our entire lives in anguish and longing because we know that more has been assigned to our name. That's how she put it. Very cool. So she said, QVC told me the same thing, that they didn't believe that she could use models without perfect skin. And she was told so many times that she couldn't succeed without this. She wanted to put up women with, she wanted to put women up as models in their 70s, people with bad skin, that kind of thing. Not these like picture perfect models that I've definitely seen when you walk in the store, or you see a magazine cover or an ad on TV. So she, here she is, she's sitting outside QVC headquarters. She's going to meet with this billionaire, this team. She has got literally 10 minutes and it's going to decide whether or not this company that she started with her husband will go bankrupt. That's it. They're either going to sink or swim. Here's what she says, and knew that when she walked out, her life would change one way or the other. She said, I walked in the building and I was shaking like a leaf. The camera was on and 100,000 people were watching. I talked to every woman and I called them beautiful. And at the 10-minute mark, she said she watched the numbers as these orders were coming in. And she realized they did it. They did the 6,000 units in 10 minutes. That was the goal that QVC had set, that if she didn't do this, she was done for and they would have nothing more to do with her and she'd go bankrupt. And she started to cry on national TV. She had so much gratitude in her heart that she didn't give up, that she trusted herself. And here's what she said. That one airing, just that 10 minutes, went on to build the largest brand in QVC's history. And interestingly, all those stores that had said no before eventually said yes. And she says, by the time they let us in, the head guy at QVC, who had told me you were not the right fit, he ended up retiring and they hired him and he was now working for her. Isn't that funny? And now she's the one who's the billionaire. So she says, you know what? You never know how these things can work out. She says you need to trust yourself and stay true to your knowing. She said we did it by staying true to ourselves and being authentic. And then she became the CEO, the first woman of L'Oreal, and she doubled sales in the first 2 years. And then she talks about why she quit 2 years later. But that's another story for another day. If you want to hear it, email me. Let me know. I'd love to tell it to you. Just want to find out what you guys are interested in. So I hope what you've enjoyed what we've talked about today. Jamie Kern Lima. To close out our session here, this episode, I want to go to her website and I want to read it right off her website because this is absolutely amazing. This woman, I wish I could just go and give her like the biggest hug, big, huge Canadian bear hug. Jamie Kern Lima. I'm just looking at her book on her website. New York Times bestseller, number one Wall Street Journal bestseller, USA Today bestseller, number one Amazon.com bestseller. So Jamie Kern Lima, founder of IT Cosmetics. The name of the book is Believe It. How to go from underestimated to unstoppable. And here's what they have on the about page. Remember she talked about just keep believing in yourself? I want to leave you with this. And I want to also give you an opportunity, a challenge here until the next episode. And that challenge is to ask yourself how what I am about to read, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 things that talk about believing in on her website. This is itcosmetics.com and you go under the Our Story. Just click into Our Story and you'll see this. Very nicely done website, by the way. Okay, so this is what she says and I want to leave this with you and have you think, okay, so I'm struggling with anxiety or depression, thoughts of suicide, all that kind of stuff. Or maybe someone you love is struggling with those things and you're wondering, gosh, how do I help them? And you don't know what to do. And I think this can help. Okay, so here's what it says. We believe every person is beautiful. I want to read that one more time. We believe every person is beautiful. Next one. itcosmetics.com. I'm certain Jamie Kernlima put this up herself. This is so good. In fact, she probably did it years before she ever sold her company to help believe in herself. We believe every person is beautiful. Number two, we believe in loving always, not judging ever. Number three, we believe in the power of changing the way you look in the mirror. Number four, my personal favorite, we believe in superhero people and superhero products. In fact, I'm going to adopt that for my mental health company. Superhero people and superhero products. I love that. We believe in embracing beauty of every kind. We believe in real results and never tire of hearing, quote, it works. We believe in changing the conversation about beauty. And last, but definitely not least, we believe, and then this is in capital letters, in you. We believe in you. Can I tell you? That is so true. And I am so grateful for the opportunity that I had to be a part of this online seminar, this online conference based out of Arizona, where Jamie Kernlima was a guest speaker, and I got to hear her speak live. And man, it was just so incredible. I'm so grateful that I could be there, and I'm so grateful that I could share some of the things that I've learned with you. And when it comes to anxiety, depression, thoughts of suicide, all kinds of other mental health challenges, if you or someone you love is dealing with those, please have them listen to this episode. Take the challenge that I've given you to figure out how these eight statements about believing in things apply to you and your mental health challenges. It is so true. You gotta trust your gut. Don't let logic and your inner critic stop you from going forward, from accomplishing your knowing, as Jamie calls it. Keep believing in yourself. Trust yourself. Go forward. You can get better. And take it from someone who knows from over 20 years of personal experience. It can be done. Well, I love you, and I believe in you, and you can do this. And I look forward to talking to you next time. And until then, I love you guys. Take care. We'll see you later from Canada. Signing off, Dave Miller. Bye-bye.